Dubbo on the Central West, number one. Yeah, how you doing? Pippa, Jimmy on the air, 20 degrees, 13, 12, 16, anytime, any reason. Pippa, you're back after a week and a half away.
Yes.
You're up in Brisbane, and not this weekend, but the weekend before, mm-hmm. you hosted a wedding, and I heard murmurs from you when you came in. You said, Jimmy, you never believe what happened at the wedding. And I said, hold your horses.
Just hang on a cotton pick a minute.
I've got a spot for you at 7:27 for you to tell me exactly what went on.
Honestly, this wedding was probably the weirdest, craziest wedding I've ever been to, because I've never heard of a wedding where more stuff goes wrong. Like, this wedding could be made into a film. So it was set in Toowoomba, which is a couple of hours, about an hour and a half, sort of from Brizzy, up on a mountain range. So was it a beautiful winery? So you're meant to have amazing mountain views.
It would be gorgeous. You'd be looking out over the mountain, over the winery, you'd be breathing in the fresh mountain air.
Yes, watching the sunset, except it was the most horrendous weather they have ever seen. It was cold, it was pouring torrential rain, windy, and the fog absolutely covered the mountain range so that you looked out and you couldn't see. You could barely see the hand in front of your face.
Now, look, you're showing me a picture right now of it. Oh, my goodness. You cannot even see more than 3 or 4 feet.
No, absolutely terrible weather for a wedding.
Being attacked by the fog monster.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously. So on your wedding day, that's nothing you can control. So you kind of got to roll with it, right? So, but the bride's mother was such an absolute time Nazi. Mate, we nearly missed the wedding.
What?
Because everybody knows the guests are meant to get there about 15 minutes before the ceremony starts, right? So on the invite, it said get there at 3:15 for a 3:30 start.
Yep.
But everybody knows that the bride is usually fashionably late. Let's say about 10 minutes leeway time,
at
right?
At least 10 minutes late.
Mate, when I get married, allow me 45 minutes.
You want everyone, that's the thing. The bride's late, therefore no one else can really be late. Like everyone, even if you're running a bit behind, it's okay because the bride is always late.
That's exactly right. So I was there with the groom's family, and the groom's sister had been doing the flowers. So she'd been there at the wineries, and because of the rain and the weather, a few things had kind of gone topsy-turvy. So we were running late, and I tell you what, we actually nearly missed the bride's arrival. And the only reason we got there on time is because on the way up the mountain, the bride broke down in her car.
Oh, no.
So we are hooning it up this mountain in this horrendous fog, wind and rain, and we come screaming around the corner going, oh, my gosh, I don't actually know if we're going to make it, because the bride's mother was such a time Nazi. The bride was on the way up the mountain and her car broke down, so we passed the bride on the way up the mountain.
What was she driving, a 1987 Turaga or something?
Yeah, something old and vintage, you know, and we come around this corner and go, oh, my gosh, that's the bride in the car. And we're like, oh, no, she's broken down in the rain. Quick, keep going. Keep going. Fang it up the hill. We're going to make it. Take it. So we literally fly into the little greenhouse where they're having the ceremony. Not a moment after we take our seat, she arrives. So thank goodness we got there. I was actually playing music DJ, so if I hadn't been there, she would have had no music to walk down the aisle to. So thank goodness we got there.
They took advantage of you, didn't they?
Oh, my gosh. Milk me for all I'm worth.
You work on radio. You can host it. You can DJ.
Yeah, you can press a couple of buttons. Exactly. Do it all. So the ceremony was, you know, that was all right. That was fine. So then we got to the reception and I did my opening speech. Welcomed everybody there, commented on the view.
Get any laughs?
Got a few laughs because I said, how about this view?
Oh, and it's
just
a fog.
Look out over fog. Yeah, exactly. Right, I thought that was a good one to open with.
Very good one.
Yes. So then after I do my speech, the venue manager of the winery where the reception's happening comes up to me and goes, gee, they don't get any more Australian than you, do they? I said, what? I said, sorry, what do you mean? He goes, oh, you're very, here you going, aren't you? I said, are you calling me a bogan?
Were you banging on the Aussie accent?
No, I was not. I was just banging on my normal Pippa Moore radio speaking voice, which I didn't think sounded that Australian.
No, you're fine. It's not like, you know, you sound Aussie, but you don't sound like you're banging it on.
No. Well, I don't. I wasn't trying to bang it on, but apparently according to the venue manager, he goes, gee, they don't get any more Australian than you. You must be from the country. I didn't want to say I'm from Dubbo because I didn't want to give him more ammunition than he already had. But I just said, it sounds like you're calling me a bogan. He goes, no, that's not what I meant. So that's what it sounded like.
Wouldn't use the bogan word.
Wouldn't use the B word. Mm. No, certainly not. So I had a few comments about my accent. So I trucked on. Anyway, halfway through the reception, I introduced the father of the bride to come up and make his speech. Not a moment after he gets to the podium, the bride does a runner.
Wait, whoa. The bride does a runner from the wedding.
She gets up out of her seat and screams past me with the groom in tail, and they run up the stairs and off to the bathrooms. I thought they were going to have a quickie. The reception hadn't even finished. I was like, guys, where are you going? What's happening?
You thought that the bride and the groom were going up to the bathroom for a quickie.
I just thought maybe they were a bit excited, couldn't wait till the reception was over. But no, the bride was ill.
Oh, okay, so there's no consummation going on.
No early consummation going on, but the father of the bride had to stall his speech. The reception got pushed back about an hour because the bride ran to the bathroom and she was violently sick in the middle of the reception. So that was a bit of drama. Then the pregnancy rumours started flying around. It was like, oh, my gosh, the bride's pregnant.
Was she drinking?
No, she wasn't drinking because she was feeling So that just fueled the fire, didn't it? So I'm there around going, doing damage control. I've got my head in the bathroom going, is she okay? Are we going to proceed or are we going to make an early exit? We didn't know what was happening. But anyway, we trucked on through. Then you get to the end of the night and she throws the bouquet, right? So, right, we've got the end of the night. We've sorted. We've managed to overcome all these hurdles. She goes to throw the bouquet, and inside the reception area, there is this giant chandelier hanging from the ceiling.
No.
She pegs it up, and it hits dead on the chandelier and cracks a bit of the crystal glass off the ceiling straight into the chandelier. Not good. This chandelier is ancient. It has been there since time began. Now, the thing is, though, none of the venue managers actually saw the bouquet hit the chandelier. So we're like, right, let's pretend that didn't happen. Sweep up the bits. We scoop them up, stuck them in my handbag. So now the bride and groom have got this little chandelier souvenir from their wedding. And she had to retoss the bouquet.
There you go.
It was an eventful night, I tell you what.
Well, I'm glad you made it back.
I did. So am I.
Sounds like you did a good job.
Thanks, mate.
There you go.
Bogan at wedding MC.
Make some noise, y'all.
The summer hit list. Are you ready for
Dubbo and the Central West number one. Yeah, morning, everyone. Pippa Jimmy on the air. 13, 12, 16, smash for cash moments away. And right now, though, Pippa, over the last week while you've been away, Mike and I have been doing a segment that was originally called What Do You Gift?
Because you love to incorporate Bieber's songs into segment titles.
Into segment titles.
We did have What Do You Mean, which you then morphed into What Do You Gift?
Exactly. And the segment was all about the top gifts of 2017. So far we've done the top gifts for men, for women, for kids, for pets, for parents, for best friends. We've got all the top gifts. And I asked Mike yesterday if we'd have permission to continue using his intro because he made up a very special intro for What Do You Gift, which was renamed Wanna Gift.
Okay.
Yep, and I've tasked you this morning, Pippa, with coming up the top three gifts for the sporting nut this Christmas. So if you've got a friend or a family member who's really into sport,
we've got you covered.
Yeah. Right now, let's fire away the intro that Mike made. I know you haven't heard this before,
I'm
Pippa.
I'm very excited to hear this.
Have a listen.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Mike.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really want the ultimate gift.
Mike, thank you.
Mike from Workdays. My goodness.
Pippa, take it away. Your top three gifts for the sporting nut this Christmas.
Okay, we've got you sorted. So you can always go with a sports jersey of their favourite team.
Now, this is easy, this one, because you can just say to them, hey, what's your favourite team?
Yeah, what's your NRL team? What's your AFL team? What's your tennis team? Just kidding, tennis don't have teams.
Yeah. Australia, mate.
Get them a signed jersey if you can, in a frame. Splash out so they can hang it on the wall in the pool room.
You know, it's a good one. If they're a big fan of the national sports, you can splash out on any of the soccer jerseys or the rugby jerseys or the cricket jersey, because then you can just, you know, if you get them a Socceroos jersey, they could wear it if they went and watched the Kangaroos or if they went and watched the Wallabies.
Exactly. Or if they really, you know, are hardcore about it, they can hang it on the wall and nobody can touch it.
Absolutely. That's right.
Or if you want to go the cheap option, just buy the jersey and then do a couple of scribbles on there.
Yeah.
So they won't know that it's actually just scribbles, but say it's really famous people's signatures.
All you got to do is play dumb. That's your third gift.
Yes.
What's the number two?
A subscription to Inside Sports Magazine.
Now, that's a good one because it's a gift that lasts.
Isn't it just? Mm. You just 12 months of gifts.
Yeah.
I like subscriptions.
I do like a subscription myself.
Yeah, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Absolutely. So number two, a subscription to Inside Sports Sports Magazine, what's the number one gift for 2017 for the sports lover?
Now, this is a little bit of an obscure gift, but go with me here, people, because think Christmas Day. It's about 30 degrees Celsius. You've had lunch. Everybody's had the after-lunch nap. And then everybody's migrated out to the backyard for a little bit of sport. Here's something you could get, a croquet set.
I really like it.
Out on the lawn.
Yeah.
Fun for the whole family. Young and old can get involved.
It's a bit safer than throwing a cricket ball around.
It is. Nobody can get hurt. But the thing is as well, in my family, we have a bit of a croquet tradition.
Do you?
So, but my young cousin, Belle, she got a little bit confused because she was quite young when we first started to play croquet. And what she went back to school and said after school holidays is, you know when you do the holiday highlights?
Yep.
She said, well, my family and I on Christmas Day, we played games of croquet.
Oh, no.
Croquet, she was calling it.
It sounds like some sort of drug
hybrid. Sort of illicit substance. So we had to correct her and say, no, Belle, it's not croquet. She said, what is croquet? So then we had to explain to her what cocaine was. Don't touch it. It's terrible. But croquet is a family-friendly G-rated sports game.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really want the ultimate gift.
It's Shikonski. Wake up, shake up your morning. Don't you? Jimmy, Pippa, Pippa, Jimmy. I keep saying Jimmy, Pippa because it's Jimmy and Mike.
Oh, right, while I was away.
Yeah, I was going, Jimmy, Mike, morning, everyone.
It's like, man, I'm right here.
I know you're back. It's great to have you back. And you know what? We do it all thanks to Macca's new thicker, juicier 100% Angus beef in the Gourmet Creations range. It's available after 10:30 a.m. Today of all days is the best day to have you back because imagine if Mike and I had to talk about the news of the royal engagement between Harry and Meghan, it would literally just be like, yeah, they've been engaged. Great. Cool. They're getting married next year. Bye, Felicia.
You would do it a royal disservice, my friend. Mm-hmm. It's like they knew I was coming back. They said, guys, we can't announce this until Pippa's back on the airwaves because she will give us the rap of all raps.
Pippa, this is your time to shine.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Did you know? Okay. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So the news broke last night as I was getting into bed. And I tell you what, I nearly couldn't sleep because I've been waiting for this moment. There's been speculation for months.
And now, if you haven't heard yet, the announcement is that Harry proposed to Meghan and Meghan Markle said yes, so there will be a royal wedding.
That's right. They're getting married in the spring wedding. Okay, so Prince Harry, obviously 33 years of age, fifth in line to the throne. If you've been living under a rock and don't know who his betrothed is, it's Rachel Meghan Markle, 36 years old. She's previously been married to a film producer, got divorced, but is the star Rachel Zane on the hit drama Suits in the US.
Now, although the divorce may be controversial, the Queen would have had to have approved the marriage as it's in the top 10 in line to the throne. Mm. So
she said yes, given the tick of approval. Mm. Kate and Wills have also said, we're stoked. So the two have been dating since the summer of 2016. They were introduced by a mutual friend at the exclusive members club Soho House in central London.
Well, at least they've known each other longer than Tony Abbott's daughter and her fiancé.
Okay, so here is when Meghan Markle talks about when Harry pops the question.
Can we start with the proposal and the actual moment of your engagement? When did it happen? How did it happen?
It happened a few weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Earlier this month here at our cottage. Just a standard, typical night
it's
for us.
It's a cozy night. What were we doing? Just roasting chicken
trying to roast a chicken.
And it was just an amazing surprise. It was so sweet and natural and very romantic. Aww. He got on one knee.
Was it an instant yes from you?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I could barely let you finish proposing. I said, can I say yes now?
She didn't even let me finish. She said, can I say yes? Can I say yes now? And then there was hugs and I had the ring in my finger. And I was like, can I give you the ring? She goes, oh, yes, the ring.
And then Harry said, you got a bit of gravy on your face, love.
No, he didn't say that. I've actually got butterflies and tears in my eyes talking about this because I'm so excited and happy. Okay, the ring. Oh, my gosh, the ring. This is so beautiful. The ring has been designed with diamonds from Princess Diana's personal private collection.
Actually, that is really nice.
Isn't it lovely?
Yeah.
And also, so obviously because Meghan Markle is going to have to hang up her hat as this fabulous, actress
hottie,
that she is. Hottie slash actress. But, okay, Patrick J. Adams, who is Meghan's co-host and husband on the show Suits, well, partner on the show Suits, did a beautiful tribute to her on Instagram, saying, "Playing Megan's television partner for the better part of a decade uniquely qualifies me to say this. Your Royal Highness, you are a lucky man, and I know your long life together will be joyful, productive, and hilarious. Megan, so happy for you, friend. Much love."
Can I ask a question? Will, that was a really nice message, beautiful, but will she become a princess? Is that what
yes,
she becomes?
Yes, she will become a princess. This is so exciting. And there's going to be a royal wedding viewing party at my house, guys.
Okay, can't wait.
More details to come on that.
Absolutely. There you go. The announcement that Meghan Markle and Harry Styles...
No! Prince Harry, get it right. Come on now.
Are engaged.
Hey, Harry.
Sam Smith at 93.5. Yeah, morning, everyone. Pippa Jimmy on the air. 22 degrees, 8:43. Thanks to Macca's new thicker, juicier, 100% Angus beef in the Gourmet Creations range. It's available after 10:30 a.m.
Dubbo decides.
We are asking, is it okay to decorate your car with Christmas decorations?
On the outside.
Are you right, mate? Did you just bang your knee royally on the table?
I did. I got it caught on my headphone cord. Yeah, because I saw a car the other day and it had the Christmas decorations on the inside and I thought that's fine.
Sorry, on the inside of the car? Because I haven't seen that before.
They had it on the back thing. They just had some tinsel.
Oh, on the back sort of ledge.
Oh, maybe they're just on their way home from the Capital W.
They might be.
Yeah, they might have been. But then I saw another car, Christmas decorations on the outside.
So talk to me about what you saw.
So they had tinsel, sticky tape to the outside.
Right.
All around.
Right.
They had the antlers on.
Yep.
And they had Rudolph's red nose.
Wow, they were really getting into it. They were turning their car into a sleigh.
And I thought, no.
I mean, one thing, guys, it's still November.
Yeah.
So we just need to calm down a little bit.
Absolutely.
But do we think it's okay to decorate your car with Christmas decorations? Or is it something you just need to keep inside your own home?
13, 12, 16, Natalie's on the phone. Natalie, what do you reckon? Is it okay to decorate your car on the outside with Christmas gear?
Oh, probably not.
Probably not? Why?
We have to take it off every time you've got to go out somewhere.
Oh, yeah, because I see people already driving around. They've put a bit of, like, tinsel on the outside of their car and I think, oh, come on. What do you reckon about that?
Oh, putting tinsel on your car is not too bad.
What about the reindeer antlers?
Yeah, that's not too bad either. If it's like, you know, Christmas lights and that, I think that's a bit...
Christmas lights on the car.
A bit fiery out there.
You've just got a pine tree sitting on the roof racks trying to mount a star or an angel on the top. You reckon that's a bit OTT?
Yep.
Absolutely. Hey, Nat, thank you so much for calling through. We've got Liz on 13, 12, 16. We are taking your calls. Liz, what do you reckon? Christmas decorations on the outside of the car, yay or nay?
No, sorry. Oh. No. We have enough distractions in the car without adding, you know, you're going to have everybody looking at you and then they're distracted. You're going to have kids trying to move about the car to see... No, sorry.
Okay, Liz, you're talking about distractions in your car. Okay, does it count if you've got a Christmas tree-shaped air freshener hanging from your rearview mirror?
I don't know. I get migraines from those things, so I don't know. Anyway.
Wrong person to ask.
There you go. What about a simple Rudolph the Red Nose at the front? Would that be okay?
I think that's each for their own because you have the red nose for Red Nose Day. Mm. So if you want to put something like that on your car, I think that's just personal opinion. But as far as decorating your car, I think, no, that's going a little too far.
Hard
Absolutely.
No from Liz.
Hey, Liz, thank you so much for calling. You have a great day.
No worries, you too. Thanks.
No worries. 13, 12, 16, let's say hello right now to Kurt. Kurt, what do you reckon, Christmas decorations on the car or not?
Why would you need to do that?
Oh, you
Great
know,
question. Answering the question with a question, Kurt.
Yeah, because some people put tinsel on the outside, they put antlers, they put Rudolph's red nose on there. What do you think about all that?
I think it's a bit overboard.
Yeah. Now, Kurt, let's just maintain. Are you putting up Christmas decorations at your place or are you a bit of a Grinch?
No, at home I will. That's no drama.
Yeah, at home you will, but you draw the line when it comes to your vehicle, don't you?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be fanging down the highway at 110 and bits of tinsel flying off and hitting your windshield, do you?
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be real good.
No, it wouldn't. Hey, Kurt, thank you so much for calling 13, 12, 16. We're taking your calls. Geneva, what do you reckon?
I think it's absolutely okay.
Oh, Geneva's team, yes, for the decorations on the car. Talk us through your reasoning, Geneva.
I just think
why is everyone so against celebration? Like, Christmas is the biggest time of year and I think it should be celebrated in every way possible.
Absolutely.
I love the lights. I love the excitement. I love the tinsel. And you know what? It is exciting. I see people's points of view that, yeah, it can be distracting on the road as well, but I like a bit of pizzazz.
Yeah, pizzazz. Jazz it up a little bit.
Yeah, everyone's going to do it. Everyone's going to be distracted, so.
Geneva, what do you reckon about air fresheners in the shape of Christmas trees in your car all year round? Bit of Christmas from Jan to December, what do you reckon?
Yeah, Christmas is the best time of year. It should be every day.
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, Geneva, thanks so much for calling.
No worries. Have a good day.
There you go.
She's team Christmas, isn't she?
So on the phones, we had three no's and one yes.
And one yes.
And on the Hit 93.5 Facebook page, it seems about that as well, about 75% right. No, 25% yes.
Okay.
There you go. If you want to keep having your say on this one, Hit 93.5's Facebook page, Christmas decorations on the outside of your car, yay or nay. Yeah, morning, day out on the air, hide away. As it wraps up there, we do it all thanks to Macca's new thicker, juicier 100% Angus beef in the Gourmet Creations range. It's available after 10:30 a.m. Pippa, Jimmy, morning, everybody.
Man, it's great to be back on the show.
It is really good to have you back as well.
You're looking very slick because I'm noticing you've got a few gadgets in your life that you didn't have when I left.
Of course, the Apple Watch.
You've had a little bit of a splurge.
I have. So, because I was in Canberra over the weekend, popped down to the Apple store.
Did you?
Yeah. And the poor guy at the Apple store, you know, like, I'm not the easiest person to order. I'm not good at ordering things. It takes me, like, a while to, like, get my words out properly.
Right. Amazing that you've got a career in radio, but... I know. When you struggle getting your words out.
Well, you've seen me in the drive-thru at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, you have. You're like, okay, this is what I'm going to get. And then you get there and you're like, oh, 20 minutes later. Yeah, I'll just have one of those.
Yeah, exactly.
So is that what you were like in the Apple store?
I was like that in the Apple store to start with.
So basically you nearly came out with an iPad.
He could have sold me one. This is how bad I am, because I had my mate Scotty there with me.
Yeah.
And he goes to me, oh, you got the new iPhone? So I'm like showing him my new iPhone I'd received as well.
Great.
And he's like, great. Would you like to buy a glass screen? And I'm like, how much? He's like, $44.95. I'm like, yes, great. Scotty goes, $5 at Kmart, mate.
Oh, Scotty.
Saves me
knows
50.
Where it's at. Yeah, perfect.
So he saves me $5 there. And then the poor guy goes, have you seen the new emoji feature? You know where you can make a poo look like yourself?
What?
Oh, have you not seen it?
No.
Where's my phone?
Do I have to have the new iPhone to enjoy this feature?
You do have to have the new iPhone. So I'm going to open it now. I'm going to do a message to you.
Thank you. Okay. Also, you called me from an unknown number over the weekend, so I couldn't return your call. And I assumed, was that from the new iPhone?
That was from the new phone because it had
caller ID blocked.
Caller ID blocked.
So what, you're going to send me a message? How long is this going to take?
About, who cares? We've got all the time in the world.
I'm just saying, is it a long process to
do? Okay, so I'm sending you a message right now of me shaped as a poo emoji.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so I've just sent it then. Let me know if you get it, by the way, because I don't know if it works on the old iPhone.
I don't know.
Can I open it?
Just waiting for it. Well, it hasn't come through yet, the message.
Well, I've sent it.
Oh, here we go. Hang on. Attachment one video.
Yeah, go and play it. Play the video.
Hang on.
Okay, so I'm sending you a message.
Oh, my gosh. It's the poo emoji in live action. It's like its mouth and eyes are moving and it's your voice.
Yeah.
That's cool. Can you do it with any emoji?
Oh,
in the whole catalogue?
No, there's a select amount of emojis.
That's very cool. What if I just update my phone, the iOS settings?
No, I don't.
Will that give it to me?
I think you need the new special camera.
Oh, I'm going to need to go to get myself a new iPhone, aren't I?
So anyway, back to the guy at the Apple store.
Yeah, right.
So he shows me this. I go, oh, that's pretty cool. And he goes, yeah, I love it so much. And then I said to him, yeah, but the gimmick's over now. 30 seconds, I'm done with it. Like, I'm not interested.
Bored easily. Yep.
So the poor guy's there trying to impress me.
So he obviously impressed you enough with the Apple Watch.
Well, I already walked in knowing what I wanted.
Did you, though?
Get this. I can receive phone calls on the watch.
Can you?
Yeah, I'm not joking. I'm going to turn my phone off.
Okay, I'm going to call you.
Okay, so call me. Okay, I'm going to turn my phone on aeroplane mode, so I've got no phone. This is the watch with the thing, so just here we go.
Okay, is it still your same number?
It's still my same number.
I'm calling you right now.
Okay.
It's ringing.
Oh, try again.
I said, if there's a number you've called, it's currently unavailable.
Oh, because it's just disconnected now. Okay, now it's reconnected.
Okay, right.
Go on, call me.
Okay, it's ringing.
Yep, ringing, great.
Yep. It's taking its time.
Oh, gee. Jeez, you try and show your gadgets off, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Oh, that's your watch ringing. Your wrist is ringing.
Let's have a chat.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to leave this.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Do I have to keep my phone on?
No, keep your phone on.
Okay. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Jimmy has left the studio and he's so weird being in here by myself. Oh, my gosh. You're talking to me on your watch. Okay. Okay. Oh, you've had enough of the show. Are you leaving? Okay. What do I do now? I'm in here by myself. What do I do? Okay, I've got to go around the other side of the desk. Hang on, listeners. Hang on. Just stay with me a second. Okay, I'm on the phone. I've come around the other side of the desk. I'm now sitting in your seat. Now, what do I have to do? Do I have to press the play button? You in your car driving home. I'll finish off the show. Okay, thanks, everyone. Head to hit.com.au to get our catch-up, and we'll see you back tomorrow. Love you. Bye. Make some noise.